Today is March 5th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Executives with major launch companies say U.S. spaceports are not equipped to handle a surge of launch activity. Astranis has successfully demonstrated it can transmit GPS signals using its geostationary broadband communications payload. NASA astronauts on the International Space Station say it would be a mistake to deorbit the station early. Apex marks 1 year of on-orbit operations of its first satellite. And additive manufacturing startup Raven Space Systems has secured agreements with NASA and the Air Force Research Lab.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that executives with major launch companies say U.S. spaceports are not equipped to handle a surge of launch activity. At the Air and Space Forces Association's Warfare Conference this week, the CEOs of Blue Origin and United Launch Alliance and a SpaceX vice president said the industry must collectively prepare for a future where multiple daily launches are the norm, a tempo that government-run launch ranges at Cape Canaveral in Florida and Vandenberg Space Force Base in California cannot support. They cited issues such as protocols that don't allow simultaneous launches by different providers at the Cape. They suggested federal launch ranges should conduct exercises simulating multiple daily launches to identify bottlenecks and called on the Space Force to work with launch companies to prioritize investments in spaceport infrastructure. Astranis has successfully demonstrated it can transmit GPS signals using its geostationary broadband communications payload. The company announced Tuesday it demonstrated in the lab that its small GEO satellites can provide GPS signals as part of a resilient GPS RGPS program study. Astranis is competing with L3Harris and Sierra Space for the next phase of the program, when the Space Force is expected to select a vendor to deploy 8 RGPS satellites by 2028, and ultimately up to 24 satellites. NASA astronauts on the International Space Station say it would be a mistake to deorbit the station early. In a call with reporters Tuesday, Suni Williams argued that the station is in our prime and that right now was probably not the right time to call it quits. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk recently called for deorbiting the station as soon as 2027 to focus on Mars, arguing that the station has very little incremental utility. The astronauts said they had no information about Musk's earlier claims that he offered an early return of Williams and Butch Wilmore, who arrived on the station in June on a Starliner test flight, although Wilmore said he believed what Musk said was absolutely factual. Apex marks 1 year of on-orbit operations of its first satellite. The company's Ares SN-1 spacecraft launched on a transporter rideshare mission in March 2024 and continues to work normally. The company launched SN-1 as a technology demonstrator that also carried payloads for customers such as Anduril and Booz Allen Hamilton. The company is incorporating lessons learned into future Ares spacecraft and is seeing strong demand for the SmallSat bus from defense customers. Additive manufacturing startup Raven Space Systems has secured agreements with NASA and the Air Force Research Lab, AFRL. The company is developing technologies to produce solid rocket motor nozzles and thermal protection systems using 3D printing. The agreements with NASA and AFRL will support work to test and characterize printed solid rocket motor parts. The startup also has Air Force, NASA, and the National Science Foundation contracts valued at more than $4 million to apply its patented microwave-assisted deposition process to aerospace and defense products. In other news, Space.com reports that SpaceX will try again today to launch its Starship Super Heavy vehicle. The company is targeting 6:30 p.m. Eastern for liftoff of the 8th suborbital test flight of the vehicle, 2 days after unspecified issues with it scrubbed an initial launch attempt. Arianespace, which scrubbed an Ariane 6 launch on Monday as well, said it has rescheduled that launch for Thursday at 11:24 a.m. Eastern after correcting issues with ground equipment that caused the scrub. And NASA, late yesterday, further delayed the Falcon 9 launch of the Sphere X and Punch Space Science missions from Thursday to Friday, citing launch availability at Vandenberg Space Force Base. Issues with the Falcon 9 have delayed that launch by a week. NASA selected Firefly Aerospace to launch an Earth science mission. The agency said Tuesday it awarded a task order through its venture class acquisition of dedicated and rideshare contract to Firefly for the launch of the Investigation of Convective Updrafts mission, no earlier than late 2026 on an Alpha rocket. INCUS will fly three small sats in formation to study the creation of storms. Firefly is preparing for the Alpha launch of a Lockheed Martin satellite as soon as this month, the first of a projected five Alpha missions this year. Izar Aerospace won a launch contract from a Japanese company. Microgravity Services startup Elevation Space signed a contract with Germany's Izar for the launch of AOBA, a 200-kilogram spacecraft designed to test a recoverable platform for space-based experiments and manufacturing. That satellite is planned to launch in the second half of 2026 on Izar's Spectrum rocket. Izar recently announced it completed testing of the first Spectrum rocket and needs only a launch license from Norwegian regulators before attempting a launch from Andøya Spaceport in Norway. Space Policy Online reports that President Donald Trump briefly mentioned Mars and Golden Dome in an address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night. In the speech, Trump said, "We're going to lead humanity into space and plant the American flag on the planet Mars and even far beyond." That is similar to comments from his inaugural address when he said astronauts would plant the stars and stripes on Mars, but did not offer a schedule or other details in either speech. He also asked Congress to fund a state-of-the-art Golden Dome shield, a missile defense system previously called Iron Dome for America, that will likely include a significant space-based component. Defense News reports that the Space Force is preparing for potential workforce reductions. Lieutenant General Philip Garrett, head of the service's Space Systems Command, said there's a lot of concern about potential firings of probationary civil servants and broader layoffs directed by the Office of Personnel Management. He said he is working to make sure affected employees are taken care of while redistributing work among the remaining staff. Chief of Space Operations General Chance Saltzman separately said he is worried about cuts to a service that is trying to grow, but added that the Space Force was designed to be lean and agile.